remembers the words that her father once said. No, you don't need makeup to cover your face, love. You're beautiful now, within and without. Be good to yourself, you're doing me proud. No, you don't need makeup to cover your scars up. You're beautiful now, within and without. And never forget, you're doing me proud.
The lyrics fill my head, touching my heart painfully with each word. I stand in front of the mirror and lightly trace my fingers over each of my scars in turn, shivering at my own touch as I do so. There's no more pain anymore. The scars don't burn when I touch them. There's no more physical pain. I sigh heavily as I pull on a black t-shirt and my black jacket to go with the black jeans and black boots. I feel like I look as though I could be going to a funeral, dressed all in black. I plug my headphones into my phone, cover my ears with them, and leave my room.
So when you feel like you can't take another round of being broken, my arms are open. And when you're losing faith and every door around you keeps on closing, my arms are open. I can't uncry your tears, I can't rewind the time, I can't unsay what's said in your crazy life. My love, my arms are open, arms are open.
What I wouldn't give for someone to throw their arms around me and hug me right now. All I want is for someone to care. Despite having so much going on in my own life, I still seem to be there for other people more than they are there for me when I need them. Tears threaten to spill from my eyes as I make my way inside the building and through to the office. I stop outside the office door and take a few steadying breaths, wipe my eyes and unplug my headphones, putting them and my phone in my bag. I force a smile on my face and walk in, taking my seat at the table. Throughout the 45-minute meeting, I can barely keep my emotions under control. My heart is racing, my head is spinning, and I can feel Dan's eyes on me all the time, burning into me.
When you go so low and I'm feeling so low, you become your own worst enemy. Thinking that there's no hope and your boat won't float. This is why she said, what she said to me. No man is an island, no one should be on their own. Look at the horizon, cause love will always take you home. She said, all hearts break, don't lose faith, you can live life better.
When the meeting is over, I remain in my seat, the full force of everything that's happened in the past 8 hours sinking in. I sense someone drop into the seat next to me as I cross my arms on the desk in front of me and hide my face in them. Em, are you okay? Dan asks gently, but I can feel the genuine concern in his voice and I'm so overwhelmed by it. I can't actually remember the last time I heard those three words asked to me. I've heard them come out of my own mouth enough. I raise my head to look into Dan's ocean-like turquoise eyes and I shake my head. Do you want to talk? Dan asks. I don't mind listening. Dan, I sob, turning my body towards him and I break down in his arms. Dan's hug is the most protective, most comforting hold. When I eventually calm down enough to speak a little coherently, I sit up. Dan keeps a reassuring hand on my shoulder. You know I had that operation last month, I whisper. Yeah, you seem to be recovering really well, Dan says encouragingly. Physically, maybe. What do you mean? Dan asks anxiously. It's hard to explain, I reply. Physically, I'm so much better, and that's great. But my mind seems to be struggling to catch up with it all. I've been feeling miserable. So this morning I went to talk to my doctor. And apparently post-operation depression is a thing. Post-operation depression, Dan repeats. That sounds tough. You must think I'm absolutely crazy, I sigh. I wouldn't blame you. I think I'm crazy. You're not crazy. At least I don't think so, Dan says kindly. I guess it must be so difficult to go through major surgery and then have to rebuild your life. It must take a lot of getting used to. It does, I admit, but this is a whole new side to my mental health and I don't know how to deal with it. Usually I can write something or pull myself out of it. But this feels so different. It's like I'm terrified to do stuff in case I get sick again. If it's any consolation, I think you are so brave, Dan says, earnestly and honestly. I'm not brave, I mutter. I don't know. I feel like I've lost all my confidence since my operation. Especially, I break off. Tell me, Dan says softly. I shift awkwardly in my seat. My scars, I whisper, tears flowing down my cheeks again. Just my scars. They make me uglier than I ever was before. No, Dan says immediately, his tone firm but gentle. No, Emma. They show that you've pulled through something terrible. They are a sign of courage. I don't know what to say, so Dan and I both fall silent. Hey, how about a walk by the beach? I'll buy you some dinner somewhere, Dan offers. Okay, I reply. Dan stands up, holding his hand out for mine, so I take it, smiling. I appreciate what he's just done for me. Thanks, Dan, I say quietly. I didn't do anything, Dan says modestly. Oh, you did, I reply firmly. Thank you, especially for the hug. Dan slides his arm around my shoulders. Thank you to anyone who heard me. This is a shout out to those who never cared. I got scrapes on my heart from all the battles, and I owe you for getting me prepared. I tip my hat to all the haters. Got a handshake for lovers from the past. I got a peace sign from all you backstabbers. You're not the first and you sure won't be the last. Minute by minute it took me time. Letter by letter. Walking by the beach with Dan is certainly just what I need. We don't talk anymore about my mental health, but the conversation flows naturally. For a few hours, I completely forget that I have this new label of being post-operatively depressed. And Dan and I lie together on the sand as the sun sets, turning the sky a beautiful mixture of pink, yellow and blue, before fading slowly to a velvety black dotted with twinkling stars. The waves crash against the sand somewhere ahead of us. Thank you, I say again. What for? Dan asks. For caring, I reply. I'm not lying when I say that you are the first person in a long time who's asked me if I'm okay. No one has actually sat and hugged me and just listened to me for such a long time. So thank you. Thank you for not judging me. Dan laughs a little. You're too nice. You deserve someone to care about you too. I'm here for you any time.